This episode of the Oh Those Toes podcast is brought to you by the GWB, the FDR, the BQE, and all the other great things about NYC. Hello again, listeners, followers, friends, and those of you who just stumbled upon us by random. With you as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am Annie, and you are listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast.
So I'm not sure we can call this a full episode. This is sort of as impromptu as everything else has been this week.
You know, stick to the theme. You have to stick to the theme this week. I guess technically it's a new week, but you know.
Right. For those of you who are loyal on the YouTube, but listening to this now as a podcast, so the totally loyal who listen and watch in every format, you may already know what the heck's going on. But for the rest of you...
Well, you know, I was really surprised that we have some really dedicated YouTube followers because they got the announcement. They were the first to get the announcement that we were going on live.
Yep. So we pulled something we had never done before and did a brief YouTube live on Friday night. And yes, I didn't actually catch it until the next day when I checked back in on Instagram, but friends of ours immediately in group chats were saying, "Oh my God, here's the link. Go here, go here." And I didn't really catch. I know within 4 minutes of being on the air, we had like four or five live watchers, which, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but for something we didn't get a chance to announce or anything. But I think we probably had a dozen views on that right off the rip, and then plenty more because it's available.
Not something that we do, so people don't expect that. Like, right. Our listenership is, you know, on other platforms because we're an audio, we're a podcast, so we're not a visual, so we don't always have visual on YouTube, so our numbers are not very high.
And even if you're a YouTube subscriber, which we have a few hundred of, for sure, you know, you also have to have notifications enabled. If you don't have that, then the next time you go on YouTube, you saw that we were live. But you did, but for the people who caught it live, I mean, I was surprised that we had any who were able to catch it right away live. And that was freaking awesome. But we're talking about, and we're not saying why we were live. I think there's a little hint in the fact that we were live. Because we found ourselves to be in New York City together, finally.
Fucking finally and barely.
Sadly, barely.
Okay, so there it is. I finally made my way to New York. The bad part about that was that it was a surprise for my dear friend Top Toes, and it didn't quite work out as I had planned.
Because as our mutual friend Wicked Little Souls likes to say, I am the busiest person she knows. So a random Friday night surprise has to be measured against five other things I might be doing that night.
Well, you know, so here's what happened. Like, let's, you know, lay it all out for these guys. Top Toes was supposed to have a meetup with our friend Goddess Rhonda. So Goddess Rhonda and I schemed in the background that she was going to ensure that we had this time, right? That we had reserved this time with Top Toes. And he was going to go into the city and meet, you know, Goddess Rhonda. And unfortunately, he had some urgent things that he had to take care of, and he canceled. She didn't check in time, which made me not realize that he was canceling and wouldn't be available that night that I flew in. So he was in a completely other side. He was hours and hours away from me when I arrived. And the like sheer disappointment was unbelievable. Unbelievable how disappointing that was, because I'd just flown my ass, I don't know, 1,500 miles? How many fucking miles is it over there?
15 sounds about right.
To a town where he wasn't in.
Luckily, I was still within the tri-state area.
Yes. And so, you know, with all the effort in the world, he drove back hours to have just a brief dinner and drinks with me, and then had to race back. And, you know, so the rest of the time I was in New York City with a couple of other friends, still managed to have a great time, but missed my friend.
It's still the greatest city in the world.
If
you can't have fun in New York, there's something wrong with you.
No. Yeah, really. Yeah, really. I'm going to say, like, one of the best things that I did in New York City was just walk around by myself. Like, I had a couple of hours to myself.
That's how I spent my youth.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that was really probably one of the best times.
It's so zen, isn't it?
Huh?
Even though it's hustle and bustle and noisy, and you walk around New York City by yourself, there's just a certain zen. There's a certain calm in the chaos.
There is. It's just, you know, there's a beauty in all the chaos. Like, if you're not in the middle of, like, the hustle and bustle, right? So if you're not going anywhere, you're not, like, rushing, you're not whatever, it's extremely, like, soothing and calming. So, you know, I walk the busiest streets, and I walk some kind of lonely streets, and I you know, took my husband's Fuji camera, and I took pictures of a bunch of stuff and the buildings. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, so it was an amazing time for me. I really enjoyed it. And no one should live their life without going to New York City at least once.
But since we're not a travel podcast, I think we got a couple stories. Well, first, we said YouTube Live. Don't hang up right now. But when we're done, and we're going to keep this episode kind of brief, this is just kind of a catch up for you. The main body of this week is the YouTube Live, which is now available on YouTube. Go check us out there. Search Oh Those Toes on YouTube. It'll be the top thing, because there's a lot of fun there. So at dinner, there was Goddess Rhonda, as you mentioned. Of course, Top Toes and Eddie. The wonderful Miss Bliss. Our new friend Q. And briefly, Goddess Jordan. She was in visiting from Vegas.
Yes, she was. Yeah,
I don't think Goddess Jordan appears. I think she had to take off before we got to going YouTube Live. But we've got three sets of feet, and Q and I, and
and then
bit of competitive foot sniffing.
Well, shout out to Q real quick. 10 Toes Films is his Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Handle.
Amazingly cool guy. Oh my God. I mean, he and I don't go back because we met for the first time on Friday, but he and I go back in the scene to the days of Leg Show Magazine when I was reading it and he was shooting for it. I mean, he's older, old school than I am.
Yeah, like you said, really cool guy, extremely knowledgeable, and despite his many talents, super fucking down to earth. I'm really grateful that I met all these people while I was
chill
there.
Chill dude. And I think I'm going to, now that I've got a connect like that in the city, I'm going to visit with him. Maybe Bliss and I are going to visit with him, let him shoot her. Generally have an awesome time. You got to meet his partner. I'm blanking on her name.
Goddess Vicious NYC, I want to say.
Something like that. Again, as always, go to the show links because we forget how to spell these things on the air. But we'll get that up on the show links. We'll get Q on the show links. We'll get, even though she doesn't even appear in the live since she was there, we'll get Goddess Jordan on the show links. We'll throw Bliss on the show links. And, you know, Goddess Rhonda, you can just scroll down too, because she's been on there now.
And
mentioned on our show quite a bit of late. You know, this is the portion of the Goddess Rhonda portion of the season. But, you know, for setting this up alone, she deserves it.
Well, okay. So, you know, it started with me being, you know, super bitter bitch about the fact that you guys were meeting without me, right? And she was like, well, what the fuck? Why don't you come? And I was like, what? That's crazy talk. And she was like, why? I was like, I'm not going to fly to New York, like, just for drink, to just interfere with your drink time. Like, no. Like, and she was like, why not? She's like, why not? Just go in for the weekend. She's like, you can stay with me. Don't worry about the hotel. Like, just worry about your flight. Flights are cheap right now anyway. You know, just fly in. And I was like, no, I can't. No. And then I looked just to look. And then, you know, then I just was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And she's like, come on, this is the perfect time. She's like, he won't know. You'll surprise him. It'll be great. So,
you know, best laid plans of mice and men.
Right. I mean, you know, hindsight, right? Hindsight, we should have planned it. But although, you know what? I think even if we had planned it, your situation was urgent.
Yes, and it was.
And unexpected.
As I said to you, if I had to weigh the personal situation against the idea of meeting you, I would have probably had a stroke. It was much easier to be already amid the situation and try to pull an audible and come out to see you in the middle of it than try to weigh one against the other.
Right.
And I would have been put in that situation. And
it would have been absolutely horrible, because regardless of what would have happened, you would have lost. You know what I mean? Like, you would have lost,
right?
Because
and instead
my
we
feelings
found a
would
win-win
have been hurt. Yeah, my feelings would have been hurt that you, you know, couldn't make an effort to conceive me after I flew down there. And then the other personal, you know, the situation in your life would have been awful if you were like, now I'm going to go party with my friends. See you later. You know, like, no. So even if we had planned it for that weekend, it would have just turned out awful, I think.
Right.
So I think we made the best of it.
Oh, absolutely. I wish it was a little longer than like 9 to midnight, but, you know.
And then on top of that.
Just the nature of parking in the city.
Right. And I was going to say, on top of that, you were like fucking Cinderella. You had to be out of there by midnight because of the parking situation in Manhattan.
Yeah, how I found the only parking garage in Manhattan that was closed at midnight. The problem is you found like the only Italian restaurant on the Upper East Side. But, you know, again, not planning it, I would have said that's not where you go for Italian. And by the way, we're going to the Village.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. Hindsight, but you know, it was absolutely amazing to see your beautiful face and hug you and, you know, have conversation in person. It was just amazing. So I'm grateful.
Absolutely
that I got
mutual.
That.
Absolutely mutual.
Yeah.
It's been so long coming, even if it was a little screwed up by circumstance. What in life isn't? But I think, you know, this is not Oh Those New York.
All those toes in New York.
I know. So we did the live, and it's brief because we were just having too much fun to really stand around with a camera. But
honestly, yeah, I just didn't. I was like, get rid of the camera. We're having fun. But I knew we had to.
We had to do
just
something
for a few minutes. Yeah,
you know, and we had 30 beautiful toes there, and two noses and mouths, and it was the comparative foot sniffing on the air, or was that just before we went on the air? I don't
know. No, it was on the air. It was on the air. Yeah. So because we made it an experiment, and I remember I was sort of narrating it while we were.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at least by the more professional nose, you came in second. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, in my defense, like I never go for stinky. So if I was, you know, wearing different shoes, perhaps, or my old shoes, not my brand new boots, maybe, but I've never claimed to be the stink queen. So I'm good with that. I'm okay with that.
Good with that. You also show up to meet me and you're wearing, freaking platform zip side like tanker boot Doc Martens. Like, you know, well, it took the first time we're meeting, and it takes quite the effort to even see your feet. I'm like, what the heck are you doing, kid?
You know what's funny is that years ago when we talked about meeting, I said I'm gonna wear some work boots and long socks or something, and you're never gonna see my toes. And you called me an asshole. I don't know if you remember that conversation. I don't know if we actually talked or we were texting, but you were like, you fucking asshole. You better not. And then I do. Yeah, it was, you know, but on the bright side, though, my feet were a little sweaty and you got to smell what they actually smell like, right? I thought and they were going to smell
and
like.
Even under your boots and socks, you had the nylon socks under that. So, you know,
I did. Was points, those were just for you.
Points, kudos.
Yeah. Well, we had, you know, we had a like an impromptu photo shoot with Q. So we'd gotten.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we'd gotten on some stairs so that we can get a little bit of the background. And the girls were both wearing open-toed shoes. They were wearing flip-flops. And I wasn't. And I was like, well, wait a second. Like, you can't see my toes. And so I took one boot off and we did like a sole picture. And so I had to take my sock and my nylon off. And we were moving so fast that I was like, fuck this shit. And I stuck them in my pocket. So I had one, my left, you know, foot had a nylon and a scrunchy, lacy
lace top sock. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the other one was bare in the boot. And also I was getting a blister on the back of my ankle with the nylon in the sock. Like, I think it was just too much rubbing, too much friction. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to put that one on because that's the one that was bothering me. So I kept it off and it felt better immediately. So I had, you know, one bare foot in the boot and the other one in a nylon and a sock.
So when we finally went live and you took off the second boot, that's when you had the reveal of the pulling off the sock and having the nylon on. And so I think you see you with one bare foot and one nylon foot briefly.
And then you didn't even realize that there was a nylon on that one, which is
at
fucking
first,
hilarious.
The first shoe you took off was the barefoot.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Yeah, and that sock and that nylon were wet. So I was really concerned that it was going to be unpleasant.
Yeah. The other funny thing is you spent, 6 years convincing me you're only 5'3". And, you know, photographs are difficult. Perspective is difficult. And then you come out in, like, 3-inch platform boots. And, you know, the first hug, you're not particularly short. And finally, we're standing on the corner of, we're not there anymore, so we can absolutely say on the corner of 60th and 2nd, I think. And you take off one of your boots and drop down to your stockinged foot. And, then you drop below.
Yeah, and then your head's way over my, you know, your chin is way over my head. So, yeah. You know, but I'm close to 5'4". You know, that half is really important. You know, people don't think it's important, but it is. Yeah, but my platform boots definitely help, you know, to make me look a little taller. So just be glad I wasn't wearing my 6-inch heels. So
I'm just glad that I had something to put on because I was traveling with purpose and intention and didn't really bring casual clothes except something I thought to drive in. So,
so good.
I know. I showed up in what I refer to as the uniform. My, when I'm not dressed for anything else, work, etc., it's jeans, a t-shirt, and Converse, always, 100% of the time. So it was just jeans. My oldest pair of Converse, well, no, not my oldest, but, you know, one of my older pair of Converse, and a funny t-shirt says, that's what I do, I drink and I know things.
That's amazing. I love this shirt. I love the Game of Thrones. I mean, like... It was awesome.
And then
great.
I got back to my hotel and realized the other shirt in my bag. I'm like, fuck. The other shirt in my bag was my Deathly Hallows. And I'm like, if I had thought a little more, I would have worn that one.
Right. Oh, you were so stressed. We were so stressed and so rushed that we just didn't, you know, we just didn't have time to think. Yeah, we just didn't have time to think. But I'd like to say on the air that, you know, and I've told you this already, that you're far better looking. You're better looking in person than you are on film and photographs, like a video. You're, I don't know what it is. I mean, you look the same. I recognize you, but
yeah.
I
yeah. People who have caught our foot parties have actually seen what I look like. But yeah, I'm I don't know. I guess I will say, I can say I'm just not photogenic. I definitely can't take a selfie to save my ass. And if I'm taking a picture or I'm on camera, I'm difficult smiler. When I'm, you know, meeting you for the first time, I'm ear to ear, natural grin, you know.
But yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think we don't get to see you smiling in your pictures, but well, no one really gets to see your pictures, but you know, the few of us that do, we don't really get to see you smiling. But in person, you're like, you know, bubbly and smiling, and at least for a little while that night. So
yeah. And it was an amazing, if short, night. But
yeah,
just the first of many. We'll get you back to the city for sure.
Well, you know,
you'll get me to Texas for sure.
The husband is extremely jealous that I got to do this without him, especially more so because of the photography and, like, well, basically everybody we met, right?
Yeah. Well, I would want to say that that Mr. Lift is a little more jealous of your experience in the city than he might be of meeting me. I mean, he and I are. It's funny. Facebook keeps recommending him because I think you gave me his phone number to text him when we were having him as a guest on the show. Once he's in my phone, now Facebook constantly tells me I need to be his friend. So maybe I will one day. Maybe after we.
Yeah, but no, he really was. He was jealous. He really wanted to meet you. He was like, I can't believe you get to go meet, you know. And then he says your name, and I'm like, well, you know. Come on. Like one of us has to stay home with the kids. So, but yeah, no. So, our next trip is, actually a family trip that I have. I have to go to New Orleans. And after that, I think, for somebody's birthday in the family, I think he wants to go to New York. Like that. Without a doubt.
He's gonna love New York.
He's gonna love it. He's gonna love it. Yeah. So without a doubt, that's gonna be we're gonna be back sooner than you think, actually.
Well, I'm not gonna come down and just like totally stomp on your family holiday, but yeah, we'll get down to see you.
Yeah, sure. No, it'll be just us too. Like I told him, this is not a really good, I felt like New York was not a really good place for like family kind of stuff, like only
it is if you, it is if you stay to the Times Square area, but that can be really pricey. But
oh fuck, I spent like my time there.
Oh, Times Square,
like,
is so pricey.
The 2 days that I was there, the day and a half that I was there, cost me more than my flight did.
Yeah, well, you're way too far uptown. I'm gonna take you to the grimy, dirty, fun part of New York. You know, where you get into a smoky jazz bar that's still, although smoking's been banned, the bar is still just, the nature of it's still just smoky, where it's like $10 cover.
Well, I spent some time in East Village. And that
excellent.
Was really yeah, one of
thanks
my.
Thanks to Q.
Yes. And that was my favorite. Like, we hopped that, bars and.
That's my.
You know,
York.
I was able to buy rounds of drinks for everybody for $40 as opposed to fucking $100. You know what I mean? Like.
Yep.
So, so yeah, that was, I mean, it was, and I sat and I talked to like the doorman and we like, you know, we met a bunch of different kinds of people from different places with different opinions. And
everyone is interesting in New York.
Yeah, it was super cool. And I'm definitely going to go back. Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm going to say we're shooting for like November, early December, to be honest.
Really? Well, absolutely. So. We'll be making sure that I book some plans to pay a visit down while you're down there.
planning it this time. We're
planning it this time. And showing you some cool places and maybe finding something that none of us have done.
You owe me pizza.
Oh, I owe you, and I know which pizza place I'm taking you to.
For sure you owe me pizza. But see, didn't like, I thought that I was giving it away because we were in that pizza event chat group and we were talking about pizza, you know. Oh, obviously.
I was so vicious and snobby in that group. Being from the greater New York area, we are snobs about our pizza.
And I was like, well, then you are going to fucking buy me pizza then. Like, and you were like, yeah, sure. And so then I, that was a thing. I was going to be like, okay, where's the pizza? You're going to buy me pizza. But, you know,
and then I would have said, well, we're about 62 blocks too far north for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, yes, we're going to plan it better this time. And we're going to cross our fingers that the universe doesn't throw any more tragedies or, you know, family emergencies your way so that you're not forced to choose between a rock and a hard place, or you're not stuck between a rock and a hard place. So
no, we will be good.
Yeah.
This is happening. Part two, including the addition of Mr. Lift, and it's going to be great. But, you know, I also don't want to stomp on your vacation with your husband. So we'll just make sure that there's at least a day.
Well, and then I have to be there for longer than a day and a half, right?
Well, that's true too. Yeah, I mean, if you two are coming up, you're going to spend a little more time, and you know, because you're going to see that the city is eight different places in one. You know,
right? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything touristy. The only touristy thing that I did was Times Square.
And I've been going all my life, and I'm still discovering because things are constantly changing too. So recently, I've been discovering Hell's Kitchen. Which is another great little neighborhood. Has nothing to do with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, see, I was thinking more Daredevil.
Oh, yes, yes. It's the neighborhood that Daredevil is in.
Yes, see?
But it's changed since then. And things are constantly evolving. And then, you know, an opportunity to possibly, if we're down in the East Village, to meet up with Q again would be awesome. But I'm gonna do that on my own time.
We went down to Q's place, and he's got like a great setup. He's got a little studio, and we had a giantess and a vor photo shoot. Actually, it was like completely impromptu. I brought my little guys. I'm not really sure why I brought my tiny men with me.
Well, lucky you.
And yeah, and it worked out. And he's like, yeah, you know, he, you know, we were talking about it. And I was like, oh, hey, I got little men, you know, and it just really worked out. And I suspect that those pictures would be great. I haven't seen them yet, but
I can't wait to see the results of all of the Q photo shoots. And, you know, I think now our listeners, we've talked him up enough, will look forward to seeing the Q photo shoots of you and at least one of our previous guests and, you know.
And they really got to go catch that YouTube, because I'm sure I got a lot of questions already. I've got a lot of messages in my inbox asking, what was it like to meet you? What did you think of me? Did you actually get to smell my feet? Did you actually get to taste my feet? And
so there was something you shrieked at me. And I didn't know if I should feel bad or if you were just being funny, but I'll let you answer on the air. And I forget if that was when we were live or after the fact. I think
no,
it was
that was after,
because I had both my hands on your ankles, and I gave a lick up the length of your sole, and then it used a little inside information and went right in between.
Oh god, it was like
And what you literally shrieked at me, I don't even know if you remember, was get out of my private parts.
I totally did. Like,
I'm like, okay, I'm not here to commit sexual assault on the streets of New York.
No, no, no. That was a joke, because it was, it was super brief, right? And you're like, licked from the bottom up, and then of course you used, like, you know, like you said, the insider information, and we're right to the spot, and I wasn't mentally prepared for that. And I was like, oh my god, that's amazing, fucking stop.
We'll have to plan the full moon for another time.
Yeah, like I think if I was mentally prepared for that, I would have been able to like to put up, you know, be feel a little bit more in control, but I wasn't. So I was completely out of control and it was, you know, both thrilling and fucking scary at the same time. So.
Welcome to the argument we've been making on this show for 48 episodes or so. Not all foot guys are submissive. And, you know, sometimes a dominant foot guy could be worshiping your foot, if that's the term you want to use, and still surprise you.
Yeah. for sure. Oh yeah, good times.
Well, we're coming up on the half hour here, and I think that's about really all we got to schedule ourselves for. Like everything else in this particular week of meetings, we got to keep it brief. Somebody's going to turn into a pumpkin,
right? Cinderella over there.
So go check out the YouTube, as much as it's only like a few minutes. It's just, it's fun, it's hysterical, it's uncensored, and it's...
Yeah,
it's a glimpse into the first ever Top Toes in Any Meeting.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
You definitely have to go check it out. Definitely go check it out. We're not putting it here because you really just have to see it.
Yeah, it's a
visual. You can't hear it. You have to see it, so...
So thanks as always for listening, tuning in. Thanks to those people who are so on that they got the notification and jumped on our YouTube live while it was happening. That's awesome.
So make sure that you go and follow on our YouTube and make sure that you turn on your notifications, because you never know when I'll hop on a fucking plane and go surprise them.
Evidently. Quick episode, quick thank you to our sponsor, Crowfoot Jewelry. They make amazing handcrafted jewelry pieces and can be found on Instagram at Crowfoot Jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I'm actually waiting for some really cool stuff that I ordered, so I'll be able to give awesome. You an in-person review and like tell you how everything is. And I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. They make amazing stuff, so... Go check them out at Crowfoot Jewelry.
And that's about it. We will catch you next week with what we hope will be a full episode. Or maybe one of us will be getting on a plane again. Who the hell knows? And if you have been sending the past 32 minutes masturbating to our voices this whole time, as always, you're welcome.
Very welcome. Bye.